You're with Julian on the Brown Note, and I'll try and get through a few movie reviews fairly quickly. The newish film Argylle from director Matthew Vaughn, who got his first taste of movie making with Lock, Stock and Snatch as a producer, and kind of exists in this middle ground between Guy Ritchie and Zack Snyder, for better or worse. His debut was Layer Cake, which was, like Lock, Stock, amiable hokum. Kick-Ass was a better film. X-Men First Class was a great film. And so was the first Kingsman movie as well. But then Kingsman the Golden Circle was terrible. I was one of the few people that actually thought the follow-up, The King's Man, was actually the best of the three films. And now he's come back with Argylle, which is in a very similar vein to Kingsman. And I think it had a minimal release in the cinema and was then released on Apple Films. It stars Bryce Dallas Howard, who I have continually praised for her standout in the mediocre Jurassic World movies as, for want of a better term, a heaving-bosomed heroine of old. And she's sparkled in everything, and she's the leader here. It's an interesting premise. She plays somebody that is a famous author that writes spy novels. And I must admit, some of the plot here does not hold up to very much scrutiny. And she writes this story about Henry Cavill as Argylle, who goes around the world gallivanting as a James Bond character, which exists within the film as this sort of like alternate reality version of what's going on. But what's really happening, and I'm sure I've seen this in the plot device somewhere else as well in a different film, is she actually was a spy and is actually remembering parts of her past, which she's putting in these books without knowing. So she then becomes embroiled in this big international conspiracy because she's basically telling the world what happened in her own life, and she's part of this huge secret underworld, which her main point of contact is Sam Rockwell, unusually used here as the counterpoint spy to who she was. The cast is nuts. I mean, Henry Cavill's virtually not in it, and from the trailers it looked like he was a star, but Sophia Boutella is fantastic in everything I've seen her in. Samuel Jackson just shows up as the Samuel Jackson character, which is a bit of a worry at how many times he's done that. John Cena, Bryan Cranston, Catherine O'Hara. Virtually everyone in here is a big name actor. It's got an incredible cast. Unfortunately, it is a very, very messy, overlong movie. I feel like Matthew Vaughn is definitely sliding into the world of Zack Snyder, where there doesn't seem to be anyone to put the brakes on him, and we get too much of everything. So I think it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, and it just doesn't warrant that amount of time. It does have some very nice action, and the whole plot conceit about her being this author and actually really being a spy. What's the film that this really does remind me of? Well, Long Kiss Goodnight, which is become a cult classic, where the lead actress in that film was a housewife who didn't realize in her past that she was a super spy. The most uncomfortable observation I have to make about this film is Bryce Dallas Howard is not presented as a remotely slim actress in this film, and yet is presented as a sex symbol and action hero to a degree that is different to what I've seen in other films, which I think is an amazing thing. And I would just get trashed for saying that. But I did notice, and I've always gone on at length about how much I love Bryce Dallas Howard, but the fact that she's able to occupy those spaces all at once, I thought was excellent, instead of being like the mum. So I really did enjoy that. And the chemistry and the performances between Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell is excellent. It's just a shame there's so little to hang the movie on. And it gets tiresome, and it gets tiresome fairly quickly. And it doesn't seem to earn. Like, Sam Rockwell's great in everything, even something as terrible as Iron Man 2. He always stands out. He's always got so much charisma and personality. And he was a great casting choice here. I don't think like people like Bryan Cranston and Henry Cavill just aren't used enough. And most of it is generic Kingsman-style spy capers with big-budget action sequences and a fairly hollow ring to everything. It's not great. It's likely to be a franchise, I would imagine. It sets itself up for that. But it's just, it's like the plot itself is very, ends up being so convoluted. And it's hard to focus on it because it is quite boring, but you just spend half the time wondering what's going on, because it's too convoluted and not enthralling enough for you to bother to invest enough to understand what's every single thing that's going on. And they could have trimmed it down and made it more simplified and streamlined by miles. It might have been a really good hour and three quarter movie if they'd have sort of trimmed that whole plot down, but it sounds like no one stopped the director from just burning money. But it is far better than the likes of the second Kingsman film and a couple of his others. But it's still a letdown, and it's still not really something you're going to get to the end of and think, I'm really glad I watched that. More, I kind of wish I hadn't. So I'm trying to get through these fairly quickly. Argyle, I'm going to give a 4.5 out of 10, just below worthwhile at all.